Hey, I don't know if you know this or not, but you're listening to Highway Radio. Thanks for doing that. Gonzo's me. Josh Bell is here. Josh, how are you, man?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I am well, and Josh, as you know, is full of hate.
Josh Bell hates everything.
That's right, including your movie.
Josh Bell hates everything.
Except me.
All right, so here's the deal. I watch the trailer. Josh watches the movie. What are we watching this week?
We're watching Fast and Furious Presents Hobbs and Shaw.
Let's go to the clip.
So you guys are being hunted by an army of mercenaries led by a genetically enhanced soldier.
I'm Black Superman.
You're crazy.
Damn. He really is Black Superman.
You need to get off the grid.
Where?
Home.
My babies come home.
I'm sorry to bring trouble here, Mama, but I need my brothers. This family is going to war. We're gonna need cars and guns.
Mama, where's all our guns?
I get rid of them.
Very noble, Mrs. Hobbs.
But there's still cars, right?
There actually aren't that many cars.
Oh, all right.
For a Fast and Furious movie.
I'm looking at Josh, and I'm looking at me, and neither of us really appear to be Fast and Furious people. So just keep that in mind as we move forward here.
Yeah.
All right, talk to us about Fast and Furious, Josh.
So Fast and Furious in general, very, very popular.
Right.
I do not like it. So just, we'll throw that out there.
Okay, awesome trailer. The trailer was, lots of stuff blew up. And it was
lots of stuff.
It was kind of funny, and there was a little bit of Hawaii. That was fun. Okay.
Yeah, it was Samoa, actually.
Okay, all right.
Yeah, there is a lot of Samoa in a detour that really adds nothing to this movie other than allowing Dwayne The Rock Johnson to go show off his heritage, which is nice.
Okay.
But these two characters, Hobbs, played by Dwayne Johnson, and Shaw, played by Jason Statham, have been part of other Fast and Furious movies. And in the eighth Fast and Furious movie that came out in 2017, they had kind of a buddy subplot that people liked a lot. They have some good banter going on. And so they decided we're going to give them their own spinoff.
Okay.
And so these two characters, they still don't like each other, but they got to team up to save the world.
Okay.
They're going to learn a little bit about each other and come to respect each other. And they got to fight Idris Elba, who is this cybernetically enhanced. These are basically sci-fi movies at this point.
Right.
They used to be about car racing. One day, way back in the past, they were about car racing.
We're on the ninth one now, though.
And yes, yeah, we are. Okay. And so there's very little. There's no car racing. There's a couple car chases, but the car thing is really not relevant in this movie. It's really about a super virus that might kill all of humanity and an evil corporation trying to release it. And Hobbs and Shaw have to stop it and fight Idris Elba and whip a lot. It's totally moronic.
But stuff blows up. There's lots of things blowing up and explosions and stuff. And there's a car hanging off a helicopter. And
oh, there's like a bunch of cars hanging off the helicopter. They keep connecting more cars to each other in that scene while they try to bring the helicopter down.
All right. There's something to be said for that, right?
Yeah, I guess. I mean, to me, the action in these movies has really gotten monotonous and boring. It's so much CGI that it doesn't have any weight. These characters, I mean, even beyond the Idris Elba character, who is a literal superhuman, these characters are basically indestructible. There's no stakes. There's no tension. The banter between the two characters, which is the reason they made this movie, gets stale really quickly. Sure, The Rock is charming. Jason Statham is charming. But they just do the same performance every time.
Right.
So I'm not into these. If you are a big Fast and Furious fan, I'm sure you will get more out of this than I did. But I really feel like even for people who've been on board, these movies have gotten so far away from what was theoretically fun about them at one time that I just, they're like second-rate Mission Impossible movies at this right. point. You could just watch one of those instead. So I was not a fan.
All right, Josh Bell, who hates everything. I'm not feeling a lot of stars here. How many are you throwing out for the new Fast and Furious movie?
I give it a 2 out of 5.
Oh.
And just for the charm of those stars, right. You still have some.
Yeah, I mean, Rock is cool, right?
Yeah, sure. Right. I wish he would stretch himself a little more because he just gives the same performance all the time. But there's still some charm to it.
How's the podcast going?
I think it's going well. We've gotten a lot of good feedback for Awesome Movie Year. You can check out at awesomemovieyear.com. This week we're talking about the documentary Crumb. No exploding cars in that, but a fascinating study.
That is an awesome film.
It is an awesome film about R. Crumb the cartoonist. So I hope people will listen on all the podcast places to Awesome Movie Year. And yeah, we're happy with it.
And don't forget joshbellhateseverything.com.
Yeah, check that out too for all my reviews and other shenanigans.
Sounds good. Josh, thanks for stopping in, man.
Thanks for having me.
This is Highway Radio. Drive carefully, everybody.